T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I wanted to start with the tiebreaker for the NBA draft that just took place on NBA TV. It was also streaming live, and so I was sitting here in my office here at 92.9 yeah. FM ESPN, and I was like, listen, initially this thing, this is the way you plan a radio show,
sure,
by the way.
Sure, yeah, a lot going into.
Yesterday was perfect for me for radio purposes because you had breaking news in the middle of the afternoon. See, normally, on a normal sports day, there's not a whole lot that happens between 9 and 4. It's why often when I'm in New York and I need to be in studio early, Brad and I can record this radio show a couple hours early. We're not really at risk of having anything screw it up unless it's in the middle of the NCAA tournament when there's day games, which is why I don't host on those days, or at least among the reasons I don't host on those days. NBA trade deadline can get a little tricky. You got to be careful with that. But in most days, there's not... nothing really is going to change between, say, noon and 4 o'clock. And so today was going to be another good day for me because this was one of those days. My point being that nothing's really going to change throughout the day. And so by the time I sit down at 4 o'clock, whatever I'm going to talk about, I could have probably talked about at 9 a.m. or 11 a.m. or 2 p.m. while if I were hosting any of these other shows on this station. But today, yesterday was a good day because now I get to talk about something nobody else has talked about. Today, same thing. Get to talk about something nobody else has talked about because the tiebreaker, ping pong balls, was supposed to happen at 2:30. And so I knew I didn't really have to plan an opening segment because I was waiting on 2:30. And then they pushed it back to 3:30. And I was like, okay, but three, how long does it take to figure out some ping pong balls? And then it was like 3:50. And I was like, I got a show to do in 10 minutes.
Yeah, get
so
the balls going.
I was relying on these balls to be settled.
That's what she said.
I was relying on these balls to be all worked out by the time 4 o'clock rolled around. So I'd know what I'm talking about.
Right.
And we got to about 3:57, and we were still waiting on those balls to get settled. But the balls got settled.
That's what she said.
And the Grizzlies are going to be slotted 8th. In the heading into the lottery.
Right.
And what that means, because I'm confident there's people listening right now who have no idea what that means, let me walk you through it as simply as I can. The Grizzlies, you might have heard, did a trade many years ago, didn't work out for them, and now they owe a first-round pick to the Boston Celtics. And in this particular year, that first-round pick is top 8 protected. In other words, if it ends up falling in the top 8, the Grizzlies are just going to keep that pick. But if it's anywhere outside of the top 8, well, then you go ahead and give it to Boston. And we decided a long time ago that we would like to go ahead and give this pick to Boston because this is not a great draft. Let me rephrase. The thing you hope most is, like, you get lucky in the lottery, you win the number 1 pick, you draft Zion Williamson, you change your franchise overnight. That's lucky. That's what you want. But really, anything short of that, outside of maybe, I don't know, the second pick, Ja Morant. But after that, it's like, just give the pick away, as far as I'm concerned. So what we decided is, if you can't get Zion Williamson, more or less, you want to send the pick to Boston. Because next season, it's protected a little less next year. And then the year after that, it's not protected at all. In other words, you could be giving up the number 1 overall pick in the 2021 draft if you don't give it up before then. Because there's not a whole lot of evidence to think that the Grizzlies are going to be good anytime soon. So these are going to be lottery picks, I would assume, in both 2020 and 2021. And again, given that it's not protected in 2021, you actually could end up giving the number 1 pick in the 2021 draft to the Boston Celtics. And so what we were hoping for today, if you were watching these ping pong balls, is that the Grizzlies, because we go into it knowing the Grizzlies are either going to be slotted 7th, 8th, or 9th. And what we wanted was the Grizzlies to be slotted 9th, and here's why. If you're slotted 9th, what that means, if you're the Memphis Grizzlies, is that really only good things can happen. You are either going to convey the pick or pick in the top 4. That was it. It was the only options. You could had a 6% chance of picking first, a 6.3% chance of picking second, a 6.7% chance of picking third, let me make sure I've got it right here. Boom. A 7.2% chance of picking 4th. That's right. And the only other thing that could happen outside of that was a 46% chance The only thing outside of that is that you would just give the pick to Boston. Let me make it simple. You were either going to pick in the top four, and you had about a 25-26% chance to pick in the top four. And if you didn't pick in the top four, the pick's going to Boston. If you were slotted ninth, if that ping pong ball would have had you slotted ninth today, you would have either picked first, second, third, or fourth, or the pick goes to Boston, you don't pick at all. That was the preferable thing because it allows you to convey the pick unless you're picking in the top four. What actually happened is the Grizzlies are slotted eighth, and that is less preferable because when you are slotted eighth, there's a 31.2% chance that you're going to pick eighth. And that's a nightmare scenario in this draft for all the reasons already stated. It's not a deep draft, and it makes you still be at risk of conveying a better pick in a better draft next year or an even better pick in an even better draft the year after that. And so now where we're sitting is that there is a 31.2% chance that the Grizzlies are going to pick eighth. Basically, if we play this out 100 times, a third of the times the Grizzlies are actually going to have to execute the eighth pick in the 2019 NBA draft. 68.8% chance that they're going to pick either first, second, third, or fourth. And if you want specific numbers on it, it breaks down like this. 6% chance to select Zion Williamson. 6.3% chance to, let's just say, select Ja Morant. A 6.7% chance to, let's just say, select R.J. Barrett. And a 7.2% chance to, let's just say, select Darius Garland. And then, you know, a 31.2% chance that you're picking eighth, which is a nightmare because eighth is going to get you something like, if you just go to the NBA mock draft that I've been working on, eighth is going to get you in a range where you're talking about Kobe White, Romeo Langford, Nasir Little, Cam Reddish,
right.
Brandon Clark, Jackson Hayes, maybe Jarrett Culver slips down there. All fine prospects, I guess. All guys who could develop into something special, perhaps. But if I told you right now you could have Nasir Little, or you could be done with the Boston situation. Yeah. You don't have to give up a pick next year or the year after that. You would say,
be done.
You would just be done with it. Take Nasir Little and give him to somebody else.
Right.
We'll just pass on this year, and then we'll start all over next year.
Yes.
Anybody that's going to be available at the eighth spot is somebody you would rather not have if it meant you get to keep your pick next year and the year after that. And I will say, right now the guy I have eighth in my mock draft, and I might change it based on what just happened, but it's Romeo Langford from Indiana, who's a fine prospect, McDonald's All-American, one of the all-time leading scorers in the history of Indiana high school basketball, but he's a shooting guard who can't shoot. And I think historically, and there are some examples of this, we've looked at players who maybe didn't shoot it well in high school or college, and we say, yeah, but they can learn to shoot it well. You know, that shooting is a skill that you can develop and become good at. And it is, I guess. But there's a whole bunch of guys in the NBA right now who were non-shooters in college, and somebody drafted them based on, man, if we can get them to shoot, then you got something special. But they never learned how to shoot. They never got there, and so they're not special at all. And that would be the worry with Romeo Langford. Okay, he's a shooting guard who can't shoot. Is he going to be able to shoot? If you tell me Romeo Langford's going to develop into a 40% three-point shooter, I'm going to tell you Romeo Langford's going to be an NBA All-Star. But there's a whole bunch of guys that if they could just shoot, they would be something different, and they can't shoot, so they're not. Another guy who's going to be in that range, and I wouldn't have said this back in November, but I would say it now, is Cam Reddish from Duke. Because there was a time where Zion, RJ, and Cam, the three Duke stars, were projected by some to go 1-2-3 in the draft. I don't think they're going to go 1-2-3 in the draft anymore. I think Zion and RJ could go 1-2, more likely like 1-3 or 1-4. But I don't think Cam Reddish is going to sniff the top five now. And the reason Well, there's a couple of different reasons. And this would be my advice to the Grizzlies. If the Grizzlies wanted to, if the Grizzlies actually end up picking eighth and they want my advice, don't take Cam Reddish.
Hmm.
And there's two reasons. One, he's an interesting prospect in the terms that he's a wing with length and shot looks good and all, he's got impressive physical tools.
Yeah.
But how excited are we going to be about a guy who shot 35.6% from the field and 33.3% from three-point range when he was teammates with R.J. Barrett and Zion Williams?
No.
Which means he wasn't drawing double teams the way Dedrick Lawson drew double teams at Kansas throughout the second half of the season because Kansas didn't have anybody else to play through.
Right.
Cam Reddish, like, just could make a shot.
Mm-hmm.
As a third option where all the attention's on stopping Zion and R.J.,
mm-hmm.
he still shoots 35.6% from the field and 33.3% from three-point range? I don't know that I'm – that scares me.
No.
And here's what scares me more. I was talking to – at the Final Four, it's interesting place because obviously you're there to cover games, but everybody in basketball's there. And so you end up at these different parties and get-togethers, and you end up in conversations with people you might not otherwise have ended up in. But now here you are. You got a drink, and they're in front of you, so you're talking. And I had a conversation with somebody who, I don't know, is familiar with Cam Reddish. We'll keep it that vague. And they really questioned his passion, whether he loves it. Said the idea that he set out an NCAA tournament game under mysterious circumstances. Like, said he couldn't go. Like, just before, even the on-the-record story is that just before the game in the NCAA tournament, he told Mike Krzyzewski, I don't think I can play. And they're like, well, when did this happen? Because we, up until 30 seconds ago, assumed you were playing. When did you get hurt? What is wrong with you? Oh, well, I think it's, you know, I just don't feel right. Okay, well, then don't play. But that didn't sit well with the people at Duke. Yo, where, Zion Williamson, when the whole world's telling him don't play, said, you guys are crazy. I don't care if I'm risking $100 million. I'm playing. That's the guy you want. That's a guy who wants to go because he's a basketball player. Not to mention, a few days after eliminated from the NCAA tournament, Zion's in the rec gym on the Duke campus throwing balls off the backboard and dunking on people who look like me and you.
Just a baller.
Now, I promise you, whoever Zion's agent is, that he's probably had for 3 years now,
stop doing that.
Is telling Zion Williamson, yo, man, take it easy.
Yeah.
You don't need to be in a gym playing pickup with a bunch of
what are
Brad
you doing?
Carsons.
Yeah, what are you doing?
But he just wants to be in the gym playing with anybody.
He's
he wants
a baller.
To, he wants to be in the NCAA tournament playing or in the gym playing with a bunch of people like Brad.
Love
Doesn't
it.
Matter to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might be unwise,
right.
But it tells you something about him.
Right.
He wants to be in the gym playing. He'd have rather been in the Final Four, but since he wasn't, he's just going to hoop with these dudes. That's what he does. I don't know that Cam Reddish is that same guy. And so, fingers crossed the Grizzlies aren't going to pick eighth. But if they do, just please stay away
from that. Would that DeAndre Hunter drop that far?
No chance.
No chance.
No. I'll tell you the guys that have no chance of dropping that far.
Yeah.
Zion, obviously. No. Ja Morant.
Yep.
R.J. Barrett.
Yep.
DeAndre Hunter. And I think Darius Garland. I think there's five players that have no shot of dropping to eight.
Okay.
And anybody else could theoretically drop to eight. My top eight right now would be Zion Williamson, Ja Morant, R.J. Barrett third, Darius Garland fourth, DeAndre Hunter fifth, Jarrett Culver sixth, Kobe White seventh, Romeo Langford eighth.
Okay.
So according to my big board, the people who would be in play for you mm-hmm. are Romeo Langford, Nasir Little, Cam Reddish, Brandon Clark, Jackson Hayes, P.J. Washington, Tyler Hero, guys like that. Any of them could become NBA All-Stars. I ain't
sure.
here to try to put a ceiling on anybody.
But it just does, yeah.
But if in advance of the draft you said you can have Romeo Langford or you can give the pick to Boston and keep your pick for the next 2 years guaranteed, you'd say let them take Romeo Langford. I'll just convey the pick. And so what you're hoping now is that in next month's lottery that it goes the way it's statistically supposed to go. Again, there's roughly a 69% chance, nice, that the Grizzlies are going to pick in the top four or convey the pick. That's what you're rooting for now. The only nightmare is the 31% chance that you end up picking eighth.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.